You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda gave his presentation before the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. Here are edited portions of that presentation.
Okay, so as I'll discuss, we've seen increasing disease rates in Calaveras County as well as statewide. And that's putting us in a little bit of a difficult position right now as coronavirus cases continue to expand. Cases have increased by 40% in Calaveras County since the beginning of July, just in the last 2 weeks alone. We're being measured in a series of metrics on disease progression. And as these metrics increase, it's threatening to overwhelm our ability to do contact tracing, to maintain the stability of our local hospital care system, and it places our county at risk for inclusion on what's called the state monitoring list, which mandates further social and business sector closure. So the situation in California, as I said, we've seen sharp increases in cases of COVID-19 over the past 14 days. There's uncontrolled community person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 reported in multiple counties throughout California, including Calaveras, which is the more concerning scenario that we've been planning for but hoping against. There's been 329,162 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infection in California, now averaging over 8,000 new cases a day. Southern California's hardest hit, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, the Inland Empire, Riverside County, Imperial County on the Mexican border is significantly impacted by rates of COVID-19 infection. In Northern California, of significance is an outbreak in San Quentin Prison, which was brought in by inmates being transferred into the facility and now is seeding the surrounding communities of Marin, the San Francisco Bay Area, Napa, and poses a threat to us even here in Calaveras County as well. Hospitalizations and ICU capacity are becoming strained in California, especially in Los Angeles County and in Southern California. There's been 7,000 deaths in California to date, and testing capability statewide is becoming impacted, and that's also affecting us here as well. So in Calaveras County, let's drill down to that. There's been 67 confirmed cases, although we'll be reporting out some new information later today of some additional case activity that's been coming in. Of those 67 cases, 45 cases remain active and 22 cases have recovered. Those active cases are in isolation and their contacts are in quarantine. What's called the case rate, that's the number of cases per 100,000 population, in Calaveras County is 45.2. 100 or greater is considered significantly concerning, but anything over 25 is moderately concerning. So we're in that gray zone between where we want to be, hopefully, and where it becomes more significantly concerning and could potentially put us on the state's monitoring list. We have one case currently hospitalized. We've had 9 total hospitalizations, for a hospitalization rate of 13.4% of all of our cases in Calaveras County. We've done 3,196 COVID-19 PCR tests. That's the molecular nasal swab test. And we have a positivity rate of 4%. You hear that the more tests you do, the more cases you get. That's partially true. But when the positivity rate of the tests go up, that's indicative of more community transmission taking place. Less than 8% is where we want to be, but our positivity rate has doubled in the last 2 weeks from 2% to 4% now. We're averaging 73 tests a day over the past 2 weeks. Our goal is 150 or more per 100,000. So in Calaveras County, we are, let's just say, 50,000. So we're almost where we want to be for testing, a little bit below, and that's another thing that the state is monitoring as well. We've had no deaths to date in Calaveras County residents. One of the ways that we're now looking and reporting out location of disease in our community is by supervisorial district. That does two things. It helps inform your decision-making about where disease cases are happening in your districts and among your constituents. And it also controls for population of different regions of the county because the supervisorial districts are controlled for population. Another thing of interest is in the districts and the regions of Calaveras County that are contiguous and adjacent to the San Joaquin Valley counties like San Joaquin and Stanislaus County are having higher rates of disease. And we think that's because of the proximity to those larger valley counties where disease activity is significantly increasing. And we're starting to see some of that bleeding over into our community as well. If you look at the cases based on age groups, 17% of our population is under 18 years of age, but only 9% of our cases have been reported in that age group. So that age group is underrepresented with COVID-19 infection. The 65 and over group are the ones who are more at risk for complications of COVID-19 infection, and that age group is developing infection in about the same percentage as they represent in the population. Those over 65 are getting tested in our community at rates higher than they represent in the general population. That's what we want to see. Again, we want to focus on these higher risk individuals, diagnose them with the infection, and help prevent them from getting complications, hospitalizations, and even death. By gender, we've got a relatively equal distribution of cases between men and women. So right now we're doing okay as far as the metrics go that are preventing us from landing on the state monitoring list.